Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
Block somebody!
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Take the fight to them.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a Football Friday. Whether listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080 AM The Fan, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thanks.
We've already got one game in the books with the Buffalo Bills handling business against the Miami Dolphins. Wow. All right, Kendrick. But putting away, putting a stamp, I think, on the AFC East right out of the gate are the Bills. There are a few games of note in the NFL, definitely not in college football outside of the rivalries between Oregon State and Washington State, because football, college football slate, not great.
No.
In the NFL, though, I think you've got some fun matchups.
You know, I went and I looked this up yesterday because I was sitting there going, oh, hey, 1-0 versus 1-0. This is cool. This is a cute little matchup we got on Thursday Night Football. And then I was looking at the schedule, all 32 teams in action, so we got 16 games this week. 12 of the 16 matchups are either teams that are 1-0
or 0-1
versus 1-0 or 0-1 versus 0-1. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. The math went weird.
Yeah, and it's just setting up for every overreaction in week one to lead to a hyperbolic reaction in week three, because you're going to go, oh my gosh, you know, the winner of the Saints Cowboys game, watch out, because get both those teams so back.
Look,
I
heard multiple national NFL shows talking about the Cowboys after week one as one of the five best teams in the NFL.
Well, and they are, regular season they are every year. And they're really good. Win 12, 13 games, whatever.
There was no qualifier of...
We don't trust them.
No, there was no qualifier of five best teams in the NFL during the regular season.
Yeah, but...
And it was like, no. Wrong. Yeah.
But then you have teams like, okay, so heading into the season, people were like, all right, we'll put... Green Bay would be ahead of Dallas, right?
Sure.
Smashed them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They should be ahead of them. They didn't look good.
No, and they're now without a quarterback for probably a month.
Yeah. Which is he's listed as questionable.
Yeah, huh?
Jordan Love questionable.
Yeah.
MCL sprain.
I have a reeling suspicion that the old U.S. government is going to have a field day with the NFL this season in regulation and gambling, because this is not going to fly.
Everybody's questionable.
Yeah, this is not going to fly
because questionable is 50-50. Could play, could not play.
This is
maybe,
not gonna
maybe
fly.
Not.
There's been some pushback on the McCaffrey stuff, too, which is why I think the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan is now saying that Christian McCaffrey might be on the IR. And yeah. I think there's a reason for that, is that that's some pushback from behind the scenes.
If they go and they do put him on the injured reserve, mm-hmm. there goes 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And now you're going, all right, San Francisco, Jordan Mason looked really good in 1 week. He's now going to have attention on him mm-hmm. a little bit more.
And, and not only him, everyone else is going to know he's starting.
Yep. And McCaffrey, by the way, officially out this week if you're setting your fantasy lineup.
Which is interesting for a guy that was, oh, he might go.
Yeah.
It's weird how he downgraded himself by not without playing.
But
crazy.
This also, when you look at San Francisco, what does the schedule look like moving forward for them? I mean, they got Minnesota this week. They got to go on the road. They're favored in that game. How long can they afford to not have Christian McCaffrey? You have the Rams in LA the following week, mm-hmm. which, folks, the Rams might be in a little trouble. With they have like 3 injuries on their offensive mm-hmm. line. They're having to call guys up from the practice squad who are going to be playing this week.
It's tough.
It's going to be a tough look.
And Stafford on top looked of that, really good last week, getting rid of the ball quick, but yep. yeah, there's limits to that.
On top of that, you have the element of Puka Nacua also not being in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Like everything, this could go sideways real quick. So they got the Rams next week, the Patriots after that.
Not good.
The Cardinals at home.
Which I have a real suspicion they're going to crash into a wall.
And then the Seahawks, which is good team. And then you start really the nuts and bolts of, so that would be your 4 games, right? Mm-hmm. If you put him on the IR after this week, he has to miss, he's out for 4 weeks. Okay. If you put him on this week, then he could feasibly be back for that Seattle game.
Sure.
But if they put him on the IR next week, then you have him back for Chiefs, Cowboys, Bucks, Seahawks again.
And that's the run that matters.
That right there is, they don't care how the season starts. You have to get through the gauntlet,
mm-hmm.
right?
Stay healthy.
That is where the gauntlet is. So there's no reason to push Christian McCaffrey back now when you know what's coming down the pipeline, and it starts early October. October 10th at Seattle, and it goes through Kansas City, Dallas, Tampa, Seattle again, and then Green Bay, Buffalo, Chicago. Like, that is murderer's row right there.
At the end of the season, where all those places, are they fun places to play?
They have, I mean, think about that. That's like 2 months of no gimmies. Even mm-hmm. the Chicago game, which I don't think Chicago's very good. But, and Roma Dunze now hurt. How about that?
Yeah, I was just saying, that's the other game that I was looking at here, is the Texans and Bears.
But they're not very, but to finish that point, they're not going to be that bad come late December, right? Mm. And so you have, or early December, so that's a 2-month run that you need everybody healthy yeah. for. Right now doesn't matter
no.
for
no, especially with that on the schedule. But speaking of the Bears and Texans, Caleb Williams obviously struggled in week one. He may be without both of his primary wide receivers, as Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen are both questionable. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, starting center's out.
Going up against a team with the most weapons in the NFL, too.
And that Bears defense, let me tell you, though, that Bears defense was
good,
active, and disruptive.
They're going to keep him in a lot of games. Hell, they kept him in games last year. Yeah. Justin Fields and Tyson Badgett were the quarterbacks.
So, unfortunately, the Bears offense is still going to scamper along quietly, following away in the night.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I had a lot of interest and belief in this game, and then now I'm like, ugh.
One of the most intriguing games for me, Tampa at Detroit.
Yeah, there's
Baker's show going on the
there's
road.
There's also some injuries. That freaking Bucs secondary is cooked right now.
Yep.
It's all gone. And you're going to go up against the
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
And Jameson Williams?
Jameson Williams, who looked incredible in week one.
Like, that seems like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. The game I can't figure out is why Cincinnati is running their mouth.
Right. Do we have the audio?
We've got both of them.
Okay.
We've got both of them.
Ja'Marr Chase, Ja'Marr will talk, but not out of pocket, but he kind of got out of pocket.
Kind of?
We are the team to be in the AFC, and we know it. And we got to act like it, and we got to play like it, too. It's already there. It's not really much we got to say now to this point. It's been 4 years now, so everyone gets it.
I mean, they are a team to beat in the AFC, but the back-to-back Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are in the AFC.
You never led the New England Patriots in week one. You were shut out in the first half by the New England Patriots. Well, the Patriots defense is really good. But you never led in a game against the New England Patriots.
Do we have to put really in front of it, or are they just good?
I mean, they were top 10 last year.
Yeah, is Matthew Judon on this team anymore?
No, okay. But, I mean, they look. We shut them out in the first half.
Again, Bengals were basically neutered, but I'm not taking away from your Patriots. Yeah. They were good.
No, we can take away. I would like to take that win away from the Patriots, but the Bengals couldn't win.
Yeah, and that's yeah. So
I would have loved for them to lose and lose this week and next week and the week after that and all of them.
Pile them up, baby. But Joe Burrow was caught on the sidelines and going to the sidelines multiple times last week, flexing his wrist. And he has kind of downplayed it and denied it, but the video evidence, there's like three different clips of him like working his wrist and testing his wrist. And it's like, yeah, dude, we can all see it.
Yeah. I'm more concerned that they think they're the team to beat than I am in Joe Burrow's wrist. And that is crazy because that's an injury that kept him out, out of games last season.
Yeah. And well, the thing is with this Bengals team, when they are healthy and they are like, they are a scary good team. I was surprised by how bad they were defensively because they should be one of the better defenses in the NFL with that personnel.
Yeah.
So for them to get caught up in a field goal, again, let's say Cincinnati's offense last week is even remotely competent. The game doesn't probably go that way because you're not on the field the entire game.
Yeah. One thing I don't understand is Cam Taylor-Britt. Again, you guys are coming off losing to the Patriots.
Who was the team alongside the alongside the Panthers to be the worst team in football.
And he was asked by WCPO, sounds like a Star Wars character, WCPO in Cincinnati about speedster Xavier Worthy in the Kansas City Chiefs, who they play this week.
What does Xavier Worthy bring to this KC offense that you guys need to be prepared for?
That's about it. He can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. He can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100-something pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically get hands on him.
It's always easier said than done. Randy Moss, was he a real heavy set cat?
No.
Did he just run by people and throw his hand up and get touchdowns? Does Xavier Werther do that in his debut?
Yeah, and okay. I will also add, how are you going to get hands on him when he's in motion running away from you?
No.
Because that's what they did with him a lot in week one.
Andy Reid's not going to put him in the slot and be like, get open. They're going to keep him in motion.
Come on, Cincinnati. Like, you. By the way, if you can touch him, yes, that is a very good plan. But that's easier said than done. And Cam Taylor-Britt, and now everybody has a bullseye on him. He better get hands on Xavier Worthy in this game. They've got to get hands on him.
Because if he's unimpeded, you're not getting him.
Well, I don't care. You just said that. Yeah, so you better get hands on him.
All you got to do is get hands on him. Okay, show me. Show me. The guy that runs the 4.2.
Yeah. Speed kills, though, bud.
Yeah, and look, he's not wrong. When you get hands on him, he's a buck 65.
Yeah, saw it in that 7-on-7 video.
I've never seen an NFL player get thrown more in one play than Xavier Worthy did.
That was crazy.
Can you think of a time where you ever saw a guy get thrown like that?
No. No.
Like, thrown once and then thrown again?
Hey, Vegas?
It's like the pig chasing competition at the county fair. You know what? Once you get, if you can get your hands on him, great. Yeah, it's easy to get him. But you got to get your hands on him.
Yeah, it's the greased up deaf guy. Like, you can't get him.
Oh, man. Hey, I don't know if B-Rod's right on this. Since Zach Taylor taking over, the Bengals are 1-10 in the first 3 weeks of the season. That's a wild stat.
That wouldn't surprise me. They are usually hot doo-doo in the beginning of the season, and then they just rip off wins.
Yeah.
They're doo-doo.
Yeah.
But Chiefs only 6-point favorites, so.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Does it?
Yeah. I can see it.
I mean, the Bengals lost.
Six. That sounds light.
Bengals lost at home to New England by 6.
I know.
I mean, you never like to go double-digit spreads in the NFL.
No. And still no T. Higgins either. Hammy. Now people are saying that T. Higgins and that hamstring. that he's faking it.
Mm.
And he's like, no, I'm actually hurt.
Yeah, it's the
believe me.
The money. The money heals all wounds.
Please.
Oh my, my hand. You rub the money. You run the check on. Rub the check on the hamstring, that's and all right. of a sudden it heals.
That's right. Science, dude.
Hallelujah, I'm healed.
A science.
But, Finn, hey, I need a backy out of me.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can heal you.
Yeah, it can make your hamstring better. Just all of a sudden, you're just popping up run. There's a lot of crappy games in the NFL this week as well.
Ooh, all right.
Giants, Commanders.
Mm, yeah, that's a turd burger.
Boy, that's a suck fest. Yeah. Chargers, Panthers. Hey, tune it in to watch that. Did you see? Did you see the price of tickets? For the Panthers?
I think under $2.
$1.80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That's yeah. more than the transaction fee.
I yeah. paid $1.80 to go see that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got to throw in the parking, though. I'm saying you give me the money for the parking.
Oh, yeah. You give me the money for the parking. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But tell you what, though. Parking lot? You can pull up real close to the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still going to pay what? I'm assuming yeah. that's probably $50-$60 or more.
Yeah. Rams, Cardinals. Steelers, Broncos. Oh God! That
I'd tune into that just to see how if Bo Nix can improve upon Week One.
I mean, if he doesn't, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, this comes to from Jimmy Shapiro or Bro. Steelers, Broncos. Since 2002, the two teams with the most straight up wins at home in the month of September. Do you know who they are?
Who?
Seahawks.
Mm.
Seahawks are number one. 32-7. Number two is the Denver Broncos. 32-10.
Interesting.
Since 2002.
That's straight up?
Straight up.
Wow.
Straight up wins.
They must have piled
at home in September.
They must have piled up wins in that first 10 years.
I mean, there's only 10 of them. I mean, 10 of them since. I mean, there's only 10 total in this, so.
Wait.
I don't know. There's not. They're 32-10 at home in September since 2002.
That's what I'm saying. They must have piled up wins in the front half of that.
Maybe.
I guess, well, yeah, since 2002, that's, you know, you're looking at 22 years.
That's what I'm saying. They had to have piled up wins early on there. So it's kind of crazy.
I don't know. Maybe they're just good at home in the month of September.
Hmm.
Even when they're bad. Maybe they're just good at home. You have to go to Mile High.
Got to
fool. Did you guys know it's 5,280 feet above sea level?
I think I heard the Nuggets tell me that once.
Do you guys hear that?
It's like I want to take a header off a bridge 5,280 times.
Did you know that Jerome Bettis is from Detroit?
Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I want them to come up with a new fact about Denver.
Okay.
It sucks.
Well, there you go.
People have opinions about their airport, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the worst airport in the country.
2022 Broncos. Full season record 5-12. Their month of September record
4-0.
2-1.
2-1.
One loss on the road.
Mm.
They beat the Texans and the 49ers at home.
Build up that false hope in that crappy franchise.
Right?
Love it.
Like, they're just good at home. It's weird.
Oh my God. No way. A built in home advantage that has been like scientifically tested to be something that is vastly, vastly, vastly. Dramatic.
Yeah. Well,
no way.
And some guys can't even go and play there. Like, honestly, like, remember Ryan Clark when the Steelers would go there because he has sickle cell trait.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That means some guys just literally cannot play there. I am now looking since 2019, 5 of those 10 losses in September since 2019.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say they should be piled up here pretty quick.
Yep.
So. All right, that's the NFL side. Let's hit some college football real quick. Take a look at the Apple Cup. Washington State, they're underway as well in their rivalry game up in Seattle. What to expect there? Come up here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There you go, a little scary hours here for the Apple Cup. Ooh. It's not quite Halloween, but...
That's my Paul Bear. It's my Paul Bear.
Mm.
It's not bad, I guess.
Undertaker.
Look at my urn.
My urn. Drinking from your urn.
As he takes a sip out of it.
Yeah. It's dry and musty in there. All right. The Washington Huskies take on the Washington State Cougars in the Apple Cup, in which feels very weird to have this game on in week three.
So weird. It's, so weird.
Yeah. I understand. It was like, I'm ready to move this game. Look, they're playing the game.
No, I'm pumped.
That's what matters. Right
I'm
now.
Pumped though. I mean, we've never had the four Northwest schools all undefeated playing each other rivalry weekend. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure like the Cougs and the Huskies have never played undefeated. I know the Ducks, the Beavers have never played undefeated.
Feel pretty confident in saying that the Apple Cup has never been undefeated.
It's a weird time. I was looking back up just for the local one for the Civil War. The earliest this game has ever been played historically was in 1945. It was October 13th. And that was after taking a 3-year break for, I don't know if you guys heard of this, World War II happened.
Oh.
So they didn't play for a few years?
No.
And so they picked it up in Oregon State, and Oregon played twice in 1945. Well, now you have the earlier game, and this is the earliest it's ever been played, and I'm assuming it's the same for the Apple Cup. But this game, the Washington-Washington State game, it's sneaky good.
Yeah,
I like it. I think both of them are.
Everybody's like, oh, I want it to matter. I mean, early in the season, games might matter more.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And with the way that Washington has played, and we talked about this, slow starts have not been to their detriment.
No.
They still have yet to score in the first quarter, which is really weird to kind of get used to.
The other six quarters, though, they've been really good.
But guess what? Yeah. They've been absolutely
phenomenal,
mopping the floor with offenses, though,
because
their defense with Steve Belichick has been lights out.
And we went over their offense. Rodgers and Jonah Coleman have been phenomenal.
Yeah, but it's just
probably the best one of the best 1-2 punches in the country as far as efficiency goes.
Slow starts, though. You know, if you play a pesky team like Washington State, has got this boom or bust with them, where explosive plays are through the roof. Okay, John Mateer is not like marching down the field and just nickel and diming teams. No, he's using his head as a battering ram. Mm-hmm. He is running the football, and then he is throwing explosives downfield.
There's some YOLO in his throws.
Yeah, and that's the best kind of Washington State team you could possibly have. Gardner Minshew,
yeah,
YOLO.
There's some riverboat gambler stuff going on at Washington State, and it makes for I want to say it was Dennis Dodd at CBS. He wrote a story about Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame and why it was important. And I'm not saying that Washington State Washington is that, but it's the idea of having these like peskier teams that are nonconformist.
Upsets are good for the sport.
Upsets are good for the sport, and it's not Washington State so much lesser than, but they're just not the same product as UW is considered. That's why one's in the Big Ten and one's not.
No.
But when little brother gets over on big brother, mwah! Well,
and this is one where that boomer bust for Washington State, if Washington is going to play this season out and be a slow starter and then just suffocate you as the game goes on, if Washington State can catch them on the chin early and they get a score early and Washington State is still Washington is still feeling things out.
And all of a sudden they're chasing the game?
All of a sudden you're playing catch up? Like, that's how Washington State wins this game.
Because then they start playing with house money and they get a little crazy and they get a little different.
Yeah.
And that's what catches you off guard. And that's to me, the true beauty of college football.
And Oregon, like, for Oregon State, they need to run the ball, control it, grind it to a hold. And
limit possessions and keep Oregon's offense off the field.
March down the field. For Washington State, no, it is play YOLO.
Yeah, it's get weird.
Get explosives early.
Push it.
Try to catch
chances.
Them on the chin and make Washington press.
Yeah, it's a Styles make fight where Oregon State is going to jab you to death. Washington State's throwing that overhand right at every chance they can.
That's so fun.
It's two very different styles, but I think you can have two very, very good games. If both teams, both Oregon State and Washington State, are successful, you will have good games.
So good.
You will have, because if there's limited clock and limited opportunities, limited possessions in an Oregon State-Oregon game, it makes Oregon execute and not shoot themselves in the foot, which they have been incapable of doing so far.
Even if these games are close, because of the turd burger of a slate in college football,
if these games are close,
win or lose, the Cougs and Bees are going to get recognition on the national stage for putting up the fights and playing the rivals.
Do you care about LSU, South Carolina? Because I don't.
No. I mean,
Alabama, Wisconsin?
Kentucky, Georgia is our primetime game. Kentucky looks lost.
Yeah. They were kind of came into the season with a lot of hope and dreams, but boy, that
Georgia could put 70 on them. I mean, in a school zone, because that's apparently how they drive. They just had a corner.
They did get another one, didn't they?
They had a corner get arrested last night for reckless driving, 106 miles an hour.
Yeah. No, I tweeted out
106 miles an
hour. They should take every Hellcat in that parking lot and set it on fire.
Goodness
every single one gracious. Of them. Every one of those NIL cars, set them on fire and make them watch.
Get control of your team, dude.
Ridiculous.
It's just insane. It's just insane. All right, coming up next, it's Friday afternoon. It's 2:30-ish, which means it's time for Jeff Russ. Here's Big Coon himself with Sports Center Update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
It's Friday. It's 2:30-ish. 2:40. It's time for Jeff Russ. America's new favorite game show. Take us away, Jeff Russ.
So, I don't know if you guys have heard yet. Tua Tagovailoa left in the third quarter. I just really Roger Goodell'd that, didn't I? Marcus Mariota. Tua left in the third quarter. Left in the third quarter last night's loss with at least his third diagnosed concussion in the last couple of years after a headfirst collision with DeMar Hamlin. After falling to the ground, he once again displayed the fencing response, remained on the field for several minutes, but was able to walk off under his own power, almost immediately ruled out for the remainder of the game with a concussion. So that brings us to let Tua make his own decision about his football future
or
take away his keys.
Take away his keys.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty simple. At this point,
his coach, his ownership, general manager, and the NFL and NFLPA should all collectively take it away.
Kind of feels after 2022, though, he may take his own keys away, though. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I think that's kind of where we're at here.
Keeping it in the NFL, Chiefs receiver Hollywood Brown is going to have surgery to repair a sternoclavicular injury and be placed on injured reserve, meaning he'll miss at least four games, but likely far more. Big deal for the Chiefs.
Or
they'll get by.
They'll get by. They always get by.
Yeah, that's kind of what they do.
They have the best quarterback in the game right now. Spagnuolo does an incredible job with that defense. It will be interesting to me to see kind of as the season goes on, how good is that secondary without L'Jarius Sneed in it, right? But
I mean, we went through this last year. The whole idea of like what they were going to have, like
offensively, they're
Mecole Hardman was going to fix things. Like it just didn't matter.
They're in a far better place than they were last year.
Russell Wilson, questionable with a calf injury again as they visit Bo Nix and the Broncos. Pittsburgh 1-0 despite not scoring a touchdown in week 1 against the Falcons. Steelers better off with Justin Fields
or
Russell Wilson?
Oof. God's death by revolver or shotgun. Better off with Wilson because he's not going to be as stupid about it, I guess.
I think you're better off with Justin Fields because at least he can move. And at this point with Russell Wilson, you know his limitations as a passer. We saw that.
We saw Arthur Smith limiting Justin Fields as a passer.
Yeah, but you have in Justin Fields at least the ability to escape and move because I don't think you're in a good spot either way. I mean, in Vegas agrees. Like, no line movement between Fields and Wilson. I'd go with the guy who can at least move.
Tomorrow, the first post-breakup Civil War, 12:30 kick on Fox. The number 9 Ducks, 16-point favorites over the Beavs at Reser Stadium. Offensive line play, no secret, has been an issue for Oregon so far. With one symptom being sacks, they give up 3 to Idaho and 4 to Boise State. Meanwhile, the Beavs' defense has only tallied 3 sacks total against on the season against Idaho State and San Diego State. So, over
or
under 2.5 sacks surrendered tomorrow by Oregon.
I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take the Beavs to cover. I think this is going to be very similar to the Boise State game where the point spread was probably a little too far out there. And unless Oregon really rights the wrongs, I think Oregon State does find a way to be disruptive because the Ducks do have some problems in the interior of the offensive line.
I think we're going to see the under on the sacks. I think we're going to see the under on the sacks because when you think of how many attempts that Oregon State have seen passing the football, especially in the first couple of games, not getting home has been a bit of an issue for them. But at the same time, I don't know. But you have over 70 dropbacks in 3 sacks.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with the under on 2.5, you put it at?
Yep.
I'll go under 2.5. All right. You know, a couple of sacks and offensive line looked a lot better in the second half against Boise.
We'll do one more quickie here. Just to keep it short, Apple Cup, 12:30 kick also tomorrow on Peacock. Huskies, 5.5-point favorites. Who you got against the spread, the Huskies
or
the Cougs?
I'm going to go Cougs. I'm gonna go both the underdogs to cover. This line has actually moved more favorably for Washington State. It was at 4.5. It's now at 5.5 for Washington. So give me that little extra bump. And the likelihood is that Washington State doesn't cover, but I think the chaos is going to get to Washington, and I think Washington State has a chance to keep us a 1-score game.
I'd love to see chaos. Yeah. I would love it. But 5.5, I think it's a touchdown game.
Yeah.
I think Washington gets it. Covers.
All righty. There we go. Perfect. Ugh. We got a break, too. We up against it.
Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, America's Greatest Game Show, Jeff Ross. Every week, Friday at 2:30-ish. We will come back and we'll wrap today's show with some news and notes heading into the NFL weekend. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. The NFL is saying they found no wrongdoing among the San Francisco 49ers in their potential handling of Christian McCaffrey and the will he, won't he of the injury list. Unrelated, of course, is now that Christian McCaffrey is probably going to head to the IR.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan said they are considering putting McCaffrey on the IR, which means he'd be out for 4 weeks.
Which is interesting because they said no chance of that happening 3 days ago.
Yeah, well, material changes, remember?
Yeah, material changes with the NFL. Yeah.
From what I saw today, Shanahan said that today was McCaffrey was the worst that he'd been in some time.
Yeah, because so, you definitely get worse when you don't do anything.
That's called the CYA, the cover your ass. Yeah.
That's the NFL going, you're putting him on IR after that crap.
But on Tuesday, I said this, that there's enough cover for the 49ers
to get out of this,
get out of, you know what, it doesn't even matter what Jordan Mason said after the game, because they could say, well, we told Jordan Mason on Friday, like, hey, you're probably going to start if Christian McCaffrey can't go. If Christian can't go, you're the guy. And so that's when they could have had enough cover there to be like, yep, see, we knew it. And then they did put him as questionable over the weekend, which gives him a 50-50 shot of playing, and then ruled him out on game day. This is the kind of that dance that the NFL has always played. But the NFL, the mandate has obviously come down from the NFL on injury reporting, because you're seeing so many guys that are on injury reports, and a lot of them are listed as questionable right now. And this is the world of the NFL. Guys don't practice all the time. You know, you have vets that won't practice for a few days a week, and then boom, as long as they're ready by Sunday, we're good to go. But now you're going to see everybody over-reporting the injuries just to make sure that they don't get themselves into a situation just like the 49ers did. And I can guarantee you every team in the NFL had a meeting where it was addressed that, hey, it doesn't matter when we tell you you're probably going to be the guy, always play dumb. Always play dumb. Because the grand scheme of it, nothing is really going to change with the way the NFL handles their injuries. Because there are guys that they truly don't know up until the day of the game, like whether or not somebody's
going to go. Is the torn all going to be effective enough?
Yeah. Some guys will go through warm-ups and be like, nope, can't go. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, we see that all the time. Sure. So, yeah, can the T-train ride you through the game? You don't know until game time. But the 49ers are the message to the rest of the league.
Yes.
Which has kind of been the story of their offseason, too.
You're not wrong. Yeah. If you don't think that these two things are related, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah.
They're just not going to let this happen.
Yeah.
They're not going to let – you've got to put guys on – this whole – I blame your stupid head coach for this. That's why we are where we are with this. Everybody's questionable. No injuries actually exist.
Yep.
We're on to Cincinnati, and everybody thinks that's the way you run something with some nuclear secrets nonsense.
That's already been addressed.
It's just, God.
It's already been addressed.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's football. It doesn't change. Oh, my God, the better player's not playing. We better prepare for the guy that's not as good.
You're really mad.
It's just dumb. It's dumb the way the level of certainty and the way they lift it up. Like, oh, my God, it's Chris McCaffrey's not going to play. The guy that's not as diversified in skill set is going to play instead. We need to make sure we have that in the game plan. The guy that does less, we have to make sure we have that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of problems
yes!
with you people.
It's dumb.
Loud noises!
It's the same
Somebody thing. Had the over on Christian McCaffrey yards Monday night.
No, it's the same thing in the NBA. It's like, oh, we don't really know what it is. And it's like, so you're telling me the guy that is more important to your team, like the team's going to not prepare for the star?
I want my $2!
I never wager less than 10. Come on now. But yes, it's all very dumb, and I'm so sick and tired of everybody pretending like it's this thing that really matters.
But it matters to the league. Has gone all in on fantasy football. They've gone all in gambling.
Oh no, I'm
so
with
that
it.
Is...
Just make the reporting accurate, because the way that they pretend like it changes how teams prepare is insane.
No, that's not. Yeah, that's not true at all. But what is true is billions of dollars are wagered on the
NFL. God, so much money.
And they want to protect their pocketbooks.
On their own side. They don't care about you the better. They're talking about the sports books.
No.
That's who they're trying to protect.
100%.
The liability that it opens them up to, if all of a sudden somebody has some inside information on that stuff, it's just, you know, it's dumb.
All right. That does it for us this week. We'll be back Monday from noon to 3. If you see me down at Research, say, what's up?
Throw tortillas. Yep.
No tortillas.
Wet.
Next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
I love guys who like football. Guys who like football, they like me back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.